WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are just...
And it is awesome.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Heard the song forever. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a free sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the right way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I am your host, Lizzie Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
I wish Twitch would tell you whether what things are things. Anyway, you can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lynn's Work on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or twitch.tv/WTLive to interact with us live, because you can earn an exclusive badge by watching this stream for 1 hour.
Ooh.
To celebrate 5230 Day, which happens to take place Saturday. Not a big deal or anything, but it will be during CB Radio. But you can earn a badge by watching for 1 hour, or you subscribe. Apparently not with Prime, but you can still subscribe with Prime, because that supports the channel anyway. But with a regular sub, I guess that's what gets you the badge. I don't understand why Prime doesn't work with it, but Twitch is weird when it comes to that sort of thing. But thanks, Sarah, what was it, 29 months? Yeah, or 26 months. Thank you for 26 months.
Everybody bring virtual cake for 5230 Day.
Yeah, we'll go with...
Just little, everybody has little virtual cake. That's what we need, a little like virtual cake.
The badge is a cupcake.
The badge is a cupcake? That's perfect.
That's exactly why we did it. So you watch for an hour, you get the badge, all the things. So hopefully by the end of the show, people will have the badge if you've watched from the beginning.
An anonymous user gifted 1 subscriptions to the community.
Thanks, Hot Pockets. For the
thanks for the sub. Thanks for the sub. We appreciate it.
Anyway, continue on.
Anyway, wrestling. We have wrestling we have to talk about. It's been a interesting week in the world of professional wrestling.
It sure has. Which is that it was Anonymous gifted to Hot Pocket. That's what I should say. Anonymous. Whoever Anonymous is.
Yes. So thank you, Nani. We appreciate you.
Whoever you may be. But yeah, let's get to news.
Let's jump into the news back to our friends over at mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. And the biggest news coming out of this past weekend was that Evil, now known as Narku, and Io Sky got hitched. They officially announced their relationship and their marriage on social media. Everybody was thrilled for them. They both looked fantastic in the wedding photos. They did a little press conference, which was great. And it was just all so cute. I'm thrilled for them. They look so happy.
They did. They had a fun time, it looked like. A lot of people were there.
But Rhea had her first, maybe.
Rhea did have her first.
Actually, that's probably not true, but... You know what it is. But everybody was thrilled for them. Everybody was celebrating the nuptials and wishing them some congratulations. So congratulations, EO and Evil, for getting hitched.
Yes.
Because TKO does not know enough. The NFL's Las Vegas Raiders have two new minority stakeholders in Ari Emanuel and Mark Shapiro. Emanuel and Shapiro will take individual personal stakes. So it doesn't actually belong to TKO, but you know, when you're the CEO and the president and COO of TKO, you know, same difference. So they will become minority owners of the company, joining Dell Technologies founder Michael Dell and Blackstone Global head of private equity Joseph Beretta. Two other minority investors have also increased their stakes. Tom Brady is famously part of the ownership group led by Mark Davis, son of also legendary Al Davis. Following the expected close of the deal later this month, Emanuel will own 1.4% of the Raiders, while Shapiro will own 0.6%, a total team valuation of $9.9 billion. Emmanuel's stake could be in the neighborhood of $139 million, while Shapiro's stake at an estimated $5.94 million. You know you have too much money when.
Every WrestleMania going forward will be at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas.
I mean, they ought to get a deal now, because, you know, company bought in, so there you go, I guess.
I don't know.
Congrats. Congrats on buying part of a football team. God. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. WWE officially signed Mason Rook, who is Will Cruz, Lacey Simon, who is Marie Malenko, Nikki Martinez, who is Nikki Blackheart, and Marcus Brown. So congratulations to them.
Mason Rook, he's big, he's bad, and he'll body slam your dad.
Is that his tagline?
That is his tagline. John Cena is his biggest fan.
Okay, good to know. Malenko, is that Dean Malenko's daughter?
Yes. I would assume so.
Let's go. I don't want to assume, but like, I'm just curious.
It would make sense.
It would make sense. So congrats to everybody involved. Danhausen just continues to get bigger, so good for him. He has signed with Adventure Media. They will focus on growing Danhausen's IP in film, TV, digital publishing, and other business ventures. Adventure, known for its literary business that includes award-winning filmmakers, showrunners, and creators, has been expanding into sports media, becoming a destination for athletes, wrestling stars, and broadcast personalities. So go, Danhausen, go!
I mean, he's just taking off. Like, Chet, Danhausen, the curse. It's not real. Until it's real.
Oh, it's real.
Like, wrestling, okay, wrestling's pretty, you know, all the things with wrestling, it's scripted, all the things. So he can be cursed there, it goes over. It's working in real life. He cursed the Knicks, right?
No, and he cursed the Cavs, I thought.
No, he cursed the Knicks at first, last series, or a couple series ago. Then he got his human money and uncursed them, and they've been undefeated since. He cursed the Knicks, or cursed the Cavaliers the other day. The other morning, they had a 22-point lead with 7 minutes to go, and they lost because the curse is real.
They wouldn't, you know, fix the NBA Finals purely for a wrestling angle, would they?
They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't curse the Eastern Conference Finals. No, of course not. Why would they? No, unless
I told you they would.
Just
that would be an enormous amount of money that would have to change hands.
I mean, fair. No, they wouldn't. But that's funny that happened.
I'm just going to say this. Johnny Gargano and The Miz need to jump Danhausen in the parking lot tomorrow. That just needs to happen.
Johnny's too busy.
For no...
Sleeping.
Well, okay, fine. He can lay there and The Miz can do it. But, like, it just needs to happen just for continuity. It just needs to happen. Please. Please do it. Please, WWE. It would be funny. It would be so funny. Do it. But anyway, congratulations to Danhausen. May you be successful. I'm going to skip this next one because I want to talk about it last, and then because it's kind of an awkward transition, and then we're going to go into the last one. So we have two celebrations of freedom in America, y'all. So first things first, the UFC Freedom 250 Fan Festival event will feature Charlotte Flair, The Miz, Trick Williams, The Usos, Chelsea Green, Tiffany Stratton, and Bron Breakker. So I guess if you're going to that, you'll get to be able to meet them, so get your tickets or however you... I don't know how you get into that.
I don't know how you get into it, but there's tickets available probably to go meet the WWE superstars. You'll be able to meet UFC fighters and a bunch of things.
Because that's the one they're having on the White House lawn, right?
Yes.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut. But yeah, if you want to go get your tickets. The other celebration of America for the USA 250 is that USA Network is set to air the doc WWE Made in America on May 29th, immediately following a new episode of SmackDown, and then encore presentations will air on USA throughout June and on July 4th. So per the official logline, WWE Made in America will explore the evolution of a regional business into a global powerhouse, examining how the company mirrored the American spirit across five decades. From the patriotic heroes of the 1980s all the way through to the newest generation of superstars continuing to further WWE's American legacy. The special will be hosted by WWE commentator Joe Tessitore with special tribute performance of America Beautiful, The Beautiful by Lillian Garcia from Nashville. It will feature interviews with WWE stars including Triple H, Cody Rhodes, Jimmy Hart, The Undertaker, Booker T, Sergeant Slaughter, Kane, Matt Cardona, Carmelo Hayes, Natty, Javon Evans, Lillian Garcia, and Ariel Reshef. It will also highlight rarely seen interviews from the WWE archives, including Hulk Hogan, who is in it as well.
I'm interested to watch this. That's a wide range of people with many different backgrounds.
Yeah.
I have a feeling we're going to see like tribute to troops clips and all these things. That's a special.
I think my one hope for it is that it's not just one giant propaganda piece. And what I mean by that is like, because we were talking about this in our chat, when you dropped this link in our chat, WWE is absolutely the embodiment of the American spirit and the American dream, right? It comes from a small promotion and it's been built into a global conglomerate. Like, you cannot deny that that is not the realization of what America, at least the American dream, stands for. How it got there, however, we know a lot of shady and dirty shit happened for it to become what it has become, right? Like, it's well documented what Vince did, especially in the 80s, and how he kind of bullied all the promoters in the 80s, and he was kind of a bully in the 90s, and he's always kind of been a bully. Like, we know Vince, we know some of the stuff that's happened behind the scenes. So I hope it's not just them basically doing like an hour to 2 hour propaganda piece of how great WWE is. I would like them to acknowledge that there were good times and there were bad times. And yeah, some bad shit happened to get us here. Because if they just do like, oh, yay, you know, America, awesome, woo, 250, whatever. I don't feel like that's an accurate telling of the story.
Telling of the story that you're hoping for, but stranger things have happened. Especially if this isn't a thing that's going to air after SmackDown at 11 p.m. on a Friday. I don't expect it to be hard-hitting. I expect it to be a puff piece.
I mean, it would be nice if it's a little hard-hitting. I'm sure it will be a puff piece. Like, it's going to be all fluff. I already know that and accept that, but at the same time, I can hope, right? Like, I can hope beyond hope that that's going to not happen, but we'll see. So check it out. Check your local listings to watch it. Like I said, it will be aired on May 29th, immediately after SmackDown. And then we're getting encore presentations throughout June. And then if you have nothing to do on July 4th, you can go do the thing and watch the thing on July 4th.
It's basically when they have free time in the USA Network schedule, they're going to run it.
Yep. So now let's talk about Ludwig Kaiser. Because this randomly cropped up at like 10 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
Because, you know, reasons. So if you live in the dark, Ludwig Kaiser got arrested. Richard Reap, stated he was battered by an unknown white male just outside the elevator on the 12th floor. Reap advised that at approximately 18:30 hours, he entered the elevator and was followed by an unknown white male and an unknown white female. Reap stated that as the elevator ascended, the male and the female began acting in an uncontrollably intimate manner, which he described as aggressively kissing. They getting freaky in the elevator, y'all. Reap stated that once the elevator reached the 12th floor, he exited the elevator and told the couple to please have some manners. Reap advised that immediately after making the statement, the unknown male began attacking him. Reap described the attack as the male punching him multiple times and pushing him to the ground. Reap further stated that the male made threats of additional violence towards him. Reap advised he believes the suspect is a resident of the apartment building and stated he wished to pursue criminal charges. I observed a large fresh scratch on the back of Reap's head along with redness in the same area that corresponded with recent physical altercations. So, guys are in an unknown lady friend, were getting freaky in the elevator, somebody decided to make a comment, and he decided to punch him in the face.
Okay. How deep do you want to do we want to get on this one?
Oh, let's just do it. Let's just full send it.
So, the comment you read, let's say it wasn't an accurate statement of what was actually said.
Okay.
Reap allegedly didn't say anything in the elevator, but once he got on the 12th floor, he allegedly said something to Kaiser to the effect of, "You need to show some effing respect before I call ICE on that bitch."
Okay. Okay.
So.
That changes everything. Good on you. Good on you, Ludwig.
So, yeah, the guy kind of, again, there might have been a, but that's basically what was said. So, there's the guy saying, just please have some respect to the ICE comment. So, I would lean more towards what the second comment was. Just call me crazy.
Yeah, I would say...
That would probably set someone off.
Yeah, I would agree. Because, like, the... And that's what I didn't understand about it when I saw that basically the guy was like, oh, you shouldn't be getting freaky in the elevator. I was like, well, why would he punch him for that? Like, he doesn't seem like he's a hothead. But no, the ICE comment makes 6,000 more percent.
And the lady in question was not white. She is Hispanic, thus the comment, and is the host of WWE Espanol.
Go, Kaiser.
So.
Go, mystery lady. Congratulations to you both.
So when you put all the pieces together, good on Kaiser for standing up.
Yes, very good on Kaiser. Congrats. Don't punish him, WWE. He did right.
I don't think they have any intent to punish him. He is trying to get clearance to go back to Mexico for to work. So.
Yeah, because he has a match coming up.
He has a match next weekend. Yeah, so he was supposed to be in an event today that got canceled. So, yeah.
I guess the question is like, whose mask is coming off now?
I say you stick with the same game plan you had before. No matter what happened.
No matter what.
I mean, it would be smarter to keep his mask on at this point than now. Just for legal reasons.
I was thinking that. I was like, maybe he should just leave his mask on, you know? Just you know, have Chad lose his and everything will be great.
But yeah, good on him for sticking up.
Absolutely. Moving on to AEW, it was announced that Mick Foley is joining AEW as the co-host of the buy-in show, pre-show. So congratulations to him. He will be joining Renee Young, and they'll be chatting it up before the show. So if you want to check it out, check it out.
All right, we'll get to the second. Yes, Sarah's reaction was, but I thought they were faked. All the fighting was the first reaction she had when I told her story last night when it came across. And to Mick Foley showing up in AEW. So he's only there. He's signed up for all the pay-per-views to be there as a on-air host. He's scheduled to come to some television to, like, contribute, whatever. Please, AEW, do not force his hand or make it in an environment where he has to wrestle or that he would want to wrestle.
I don't think he physically can he?
He was trying to get back into shape to work one last match.
Mick, no.
But that was a year ago when he put those plans, he canceled those plans.
For the love of God, Mick, you've done enough. Like, literally, you've done enough. There's no need to do more.
He's 60. Bad knees, or replaced knees, back, hips, concussions.
Teeth.
He doesn't need to get in the ring. I saw people like, oh, he should fight this person, he definitely should fight MJF. It's like, no, because there's a certain standard with a Foley match. If he gets in the ring, he's going to have to do stupid stuff. And we all cringe when Sting did it We don't need to see Foley do it.
No, no, we do not. Like, let him enjoy being retired. Let him chill and just, like, go do the shows and have a good time and enjoy himself. And that be that. Like, there's no need to encourage him to get back in the ring when it would not serve any purpose for him to do so.
So, yeah, cool. He'll be on the pre-show on Sunday for Double or Nothing. You know what that means.
Oh, no.
You know what that means. You know what that means.
No. Yes. No. Yes. No.
Yes.
No.
The Excalibur Challenge returns this Saturday, part of 5230 on CB Radio. And Lindsay
it's
also
Rock's birthday. I don't have to.
And Lindsay also has to make picks.
It's Rock's birthday. I don't have to.
Lindsay also has to make picks.
It's your birthday. I don't have to.
No, as your gift to me, you can make picks.
No. I'm going to get you a cupcake.
No. I'm good. I'm good.
But it'll be an ice cream cupcake.
I'm good. Brent will make sure you gets the pick done. Anyway, moving on.
He'll hunt me down.
He will hunt you down.
He's relentless. He hunts me down to get my picks. Moving on, hosted by AEW ring announcer Arcade Aura, the new backstage interview Lexi Nair. AEW Advance is a 60-minute TikTok live event bringing fans behind the scenes of AEW Dynamite. Featured segments include exclusive access to AEW stars with Get Ready With Me content. Ew. Pre-show routines, appearances from AEW personalities and executives, previews of scheduled storylines and matches from the night, and behind-the-scenes looks at the arena atmosphere as fans fill the venue ahead of time. Viewers may also get a glimpse of announcer preparations and other select pre-show moments from rising AEW stars.
Follow them on TikTok. Go watch it.
I'm not sure why they're putting the Get Ready With Me content on a show. Like, you could segment that out on its own and do that as its own thing.
This is someone who's pitching it to AEW going, this, it's really a popular trend on TikTok, the Get Ready With Me content. We should do it. It will trend.
Well, yeah, you do it like you would do the Get Ready With Me content, and it's like a quick 60-second clip, right? And then, like, pre-show routines, that's another 60-second clip. And then, like, I guess the show itself could be, like, if you wanted to do interviews with the personalities and executives, which the executives is funny because that means Tony's showing up. Like, that could be part of the 60-minute live show, and then you can clip that out and put that out on social. The scheduled storylines is, like, the phrasing of that.
It's terrible phrasing.
It's awful phrasing. Like, just admit that it's not real. Which we all know it's not, but, like, instead of saying previews of scheduled storylines, just say previews of ongoing storylines. That's all you have to do. Or current storylines. Like, there's a way better word choice there than scheduled. And matches of the night. Like, those are that's good content right there for a long-form show. The behind-the-scenes looks, that's another short form that you could do, that you could put out. Because I don't think people necessarily want to see that on a long-form show. That's, like, something you cut in really quickly. And then, like, the announcer preparations is a little weird.
You're going to have Tony Schiavone and Excalibur at the desk. Or walking to the ring. That's exactly what that's going to be.
That's just a very weird insert. Like, I kind of want to see, like, Tony Schiavone doing the whole prima donna warm-up where he's got, like, the steamer mask on and he's, like, steaming his voice and warming up his voice, and he's got, like, a whole routine that he does just for comedy's sake. That's what that makes me think of. And they, like, carry him to the ring on a dais or something like that. Just do the whole prima donna moment. It would be great.
That's never gonna happen.
It would be funny as shit, though. And I like the pre-show moments with the rising stars. Like, I think giving people exposure that are up and coming is definitely a good thing. But again, that's something that doesn't necessarily need to be, like, a lot of this doesn't need to be long form. And that's why I'm not understanding why it's long form. Like, I don't.
Because someone this is not gonna last long. If it goes past this one event, I'd be surprised.
I mean, if you wanted to do it, like, leading up to major events, where you do, like, all of that really diverse content, absolutely do it. Especially for the bigger, like, their version of WrestleMania, which is All In.
Yeah, but instead it's going to be Wednesday, I think it is. I think it's taking place.
The sheet does not say.
I believe it is. I'm going to look really quick. No, because they didn't send that one. I have the other one. Anyway, I think it's Wednesday show.
Got it.
So tune into TikTok Live for AEW.
Woo! Moving on. For the first time ever, a Major League Baseball game and All Elite Wrestling are teaming up. It's Brawl in the Ballpark with the Twins. Somehow, this seems oddly familiar. Somehow, I recall another wrestling company trying this. Wasn't it TNA that did this?
No, it was, anyway. it was Global Force Wrestling, just as a whole gimmick.
That's right. That's right. I knew it had to do with a certain common denominator there.
JEFFJARRET.
He loves him some baseball, man. Anyway, it's a high-octane post-game event on Friday, July 10th at Target Field. Head to twins.com/brawl for more information and VIP pass options. July 10th will also feature Twins pregame happy hour with $2 beers, hot dogs, and snacks available from 5 to 7. Here's how fans can get access to the Twins versus Angels game and AEW Brawl in the ballpark. If you want to get any tickets, if you buy the ticket to the game on July 10th, you automatically get the free admission into Brawl in the ballpark, which is very nice of them because you know you don't want to pay for two. But yeah, twins.com/tickets if you are interested. There is a theme night package as well, which includes the game ticket, plus exclusive co-branded Twins and AEW Lucha Mask hats. There is limited availability,
wait,
so you can.
Why is it a hat? Why is it not a mask? Why is it not
a mask? I don't know.
Okay, continue.
For the VIP package, you can get the game ticket, the mask hat, and VIP ringside access. And then the Truly On Deck package, because there's three, there's got to be three, includes a reserve seat at the Truly On Deck outdoor patio for both the game and the brawl, with a great aerial view of the ring. Plus the Twins Lucha Mask hat and $30, guys. 30 whole dollars in loaded food and beverage value. All while supplies last. So if you want to grab any of these great deals, head to twins.com/brawl.
I mean, awesome. Go see wrestling. Go see the Twins.
I will say this did get absolutely roasted on social media.
Because they're not going to have the... Go see the stars of Ring of Honor's mid-card on at the AEW event. Jeff Jarrett and Saddam Singh or whatever his name is will probably be there. And more. Because they're not sending any talent to the show. They sent... You're not going to see Ospreay or Jericho or MJF or Darby Allin on this show. You're going to see the guy nobody pays money to see, because Tony's not going to pay these people enough money to go work this thing for one match after a baseball game.
You know what, though? Just to kind of open that whole pay your dues comment. If I was like a young and up and coming talent, or even if I was like a mid-card talent, honestly, I would fucking jump at this.
That's great for them.
Like, this is going to get me exposure, but even if you're like one of the low-level main event stars, like, I would still jump at this, because you know what? It's your opportunity to get in front of a crowd, which they don't get to do that often because they don't run house shows. So your only chance is if you can get on one of their TV shows, or if you can get on a pay-per-view, or if you somehow get on social. So why shouldn't the talent be jumping at an opportunity like this? To, number one, work in front of a live crowd, even though it may not be a big live crowd, but like get to work in front of a live crowd and get exposure. Because this is going to be all over TNA TV. They're going to be talking all about it. So it's like, hey, come see, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so at the Twins event. And if it works, like if it's successful, they might be able to make other deals with other teams. And you could even, you know, you could get asked to do it again. And they might even expand it out to have more matches. It also might suck and they only do it once. Like, we don't know.
But logistically,
it's an opportunity.
It's an opportunity, but logistically, how do you set up a ring and keep people there?
$30 in free food?
Because a wrestling ring takes a while to put together. Yeah? So I can't see them wheeling one.
Actually, I can see them doing that. I can see them having it on some kind of like platform that they wheel out onto the field. So the field doesn't get damaged and they wrestle on that.
Like the setup for it's weird, that's all. I mean,
I disagree. I think the setup is hugely weird, like, because if it's going to be a night game, it's already going to be late.
That was like more than my thing, yeah.
Like, the thing to do is to do it technically, like, beforehand, where you have the ring set up, and you have them wrestle, and then you break the, like, you start the game early, and you have people come for that, and then you start the baseball game, because you break down the ring, you get the ring off the field, and then the baseball players come out, and they play the game, and then you can leave whenever you want, if you're interested in. Is it bad? I hope it goes into extra innings. You are mean, Brent. And no, you're not wrong. But like, that would be the way to do it from a scheduling perspective.
It would
because,
be.
Because again, like, yeah, to your point, how do you keep people there? And I don't know the answer to that. Beyond some kind of entertainment thing.
The food's not going to keep you there because you're going to eat all the food before you get there. Also, the VIP package has been sold out. So there's at least that. And they're playing the Angels.
The brawl will take place in a specially constructed wrestling ring located inside Target Field's Gate 34 area.
So
the ring isn't on the field. Well, fuck, if it's not on the field, then do it whenever... You know what? Do it during the seventh inning stretch.
That makes it worse.
I don't know.
No, I mean, it not being on the field makes it worse.
Oh, I don't disagree with that.
That's my take on it. All right, it's gonna be. That means you're just gonna stand there. You're not gonna get any talent.
Red background.
No one's gonna go. You're just gonna get a couple hundred people staying to watch this after the game. It's go enjoy it, Twins fans. Go enjoy it. You'll have plenty of people there because it's the day before their Hall of Fame weekend. So enjoy.
Ding. In other news, Fabian Acne signs with DNA.
The former Giovanni Vinci is speaking of the Imperium, is with them. So congrats.
Congrats to him.
He debuted last Thursday.
Love that for him. Love that he's coming back up. He's finding his way again, so good for him. And with that, since he's here, the Blame Brents.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
So, in an unfortunate turn of events, Willow Nightingale is out with a shoulder injury. She has been
#BlameBrent.
She's been forced to relinquish the title and bow out of the Owen.
Apparently, she injured her shoulder against Red Velvet the week prior, and now is out indefinitely with a shoulder injury. She's going to be out multiple weeks. Whatever the shoulder injury is, no one knows. But it's really cursed. That cup is the Owen is cursed a little bit on this go around. It'll be interesting to see who they put in as the wild card this Sunday for Double or Nothing. There's no way they pull out a dentist.
Is she still employed by them?
Yeah.
I didn't think she was still under contract.
No, yeah, she's still under contract. There's a wrestler named Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, who also is a dentist, a legitimate dentist.
That's unfortunate.
I'm telling Sarah. She's given up her practice, I think, to pursue other opportunities, but was a legitimate dentist and stuff because I think she had to give it up because people found out where it was.
Yeah, people were threatening her.
You know, when people find out where you are in the IRL space, it can get a little weird.
Y'all, wrestlers are normal people. Just let them live their lives. Because she was making good money as a dentist. Like, there was no need. There was really no need to harass her like that. Absolutely none. Nope. Y'all should have just left her be.
Anyway, so, let's go to break.
Let's go to break. So when we come back, everybody, we are going to be talking about Saturday night's main event, which is Saturday. So you're listening to The Rock right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTRLive? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. I mean Prime Gaming. Or maybe it's just Prime. It's the easiest way to support us for free.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a Keishi. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw Post Show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line!
Did you know you can use support a creator code Rockin' Sock in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. That's a hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to the Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
Saw you standing there, you know, was a little hard not to stare. So nervous when I drove you home, I know, being apart's a little hard to bear. Sent some flowers to your work in hopes that I'd have you in my arms again. We kissed that night before I left, still now, it was something I can never forget.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or directly on Twitch, did you know that you can subscribe for free? Sorry, I had to stretch. You can subscribe for free on Twitch. All you have to do is hit the little purple button on the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free for 30 days. So, you know, hit the thing, do the thing. Did you know that it's Rock's birthday on Saturday, and we're having an event? 5230 day, come get your free cupcake badge and hang out with Rock to celebrate his birthday. Ding! We are here to talk all about Saturday night's main event, which is this Saturday, live on the Peacocks in the US and YouTube internationally. This looks like it's going to be fun.
Let's talk about it. I heard some things on here. This ain't a great card. What do you mean it's not a great card? To the section of people who don't think it's a great card, this is what you guys want. You want more matches from WWE. They want to feature different people so that when they feature new people, you complain about card. I don't understand people. You know, they think one thing, like, hey, we're you know, why aren't the big stars? Because you want new people. And this is a show featuring a lot of different talent. You got some big names on the female side on the show. You got a unique matchup with Ethan Page and Penta for the Intercontinental title as one of your headlining matches. You got Sol Ruka in a big spot against Becky Lynch. Like, you got a pretty good lineup with probably good quality matches for the most part on this show. Like, is it going to be a blowaway show? No, but it's going to be a pretty good show. An enjoyable night of action. It's not like they're not promoting this like a big show. It's just a normal weekend show. 5 good matches in 2 hours. What else could you want?
Roman Reigns and CM Punk? I don't know.
CM Punk's taking a little bit of a break. Roman Reigns, everyone else is getting ready to go to Italy next week. So, I don't know what people want. But let's get into the matches.
Alrighty, let's talk about it. So, as you said, we have a lot of women on this card, which is a good thing. Which is something the internet tends to complain about, is that there are not enough women's matches, or they aren't long enough, is what I recall from certain comments of WrestleMania. I don't know exactly what's going to open this show, but we're going to start with the 6-woman tag, which features Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss, and they are taking on Jade Cargill, Meechan, and B-Fab. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but those are some pretty big names right there.
I mean, that's a pretty star-studded lineup right there. It needs to have 12 matches, and need to be 25 minutes, 15 false finishes, matches of your candidates. You go watch that on when you pay $40 or $50 for Double or Nothing. And get one women's match. So there's that. Hey, I earned a cupcake. I earned my own badge. Anyway. Popped up on the chat thing. Anyway. So when it comes, you'll get a pop up saying, hey, you earned this badge.
I probably get it in a couple of minutes.
So there you
Although
go.
I may not get it because I don't get other badges on this channel, just saying.
I mean, that's a you issue, but you should be able to get this one. Anyway, get the badge. This matchup boils down to interferences from Fatal Influence, because they've been feuding with Charlotte, Alexa, and Rhea Ripley. Jade made her return 2 weeks ago and set her sights back on getting back her championship, so that will lead to the eventual Rhea-Jade showdown. But I think Fatal Influence gets involved here and costs the females the match, the babyface females the match, allowing Jade and her crew, her baddies, to pick up the victory. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I think you can have Rhea and Charlotte and Alexa take the loss here, especially to continue the Fatal Influence feud and to kind of sort of like drive that forward. It gets Jade and the baddies a one up over Rhea heading into another match there. So yeah, I'll go with Jade and Meechan and B-Fab.
What does the 8-ball say?
Okay, I'm going to ask it one question first. You're going to spin the wheel, and then we're going to do it for real. 8-Ball, are you going to cooperate? Okay, spin the wheel.
Wrestler 1.
Okay, it's going with Rhea, Charlotte, and Alexa. So 8-Ball, Rhea, Charlotte, and Alexa. All signs point to yes.
All right, what's next?
Up next, we have the Women's Tag Team Championship rematch. Paige and Brie Bella are taking on the Irresistible Forces for the titles.
All right. Props to Brie and Paige. Mainly, props to Brie. She came back to work with her sister, right?
Mm-hmm.
And probably was coming in to be the girl who takes some bumps, and her sister was going to take more of the bumps. She's out there. She may have lost a step, but she's still out there taking the bumps. Good on her. Good on her for taking some bumps on this comeback. Paige is still working back in the form. Brie's still working back in the form, but they're working a lot. And that's what live events will help get them more in more matches and more things under their belts. But they're out there working a lot since WrestleMania. They're putting in the work. This one, they're going to have the working boots on.
Yeah.
this one, you're gonna have to put the working boots on and kind of see how it goes. If any match deserves to be short, this might be the one.
I don't think this needs to be terribly long.
No.
I think you can wrap this up really quickly. Just because, and this isn't to knock anybody in this match, but I don't think you need to go have Paige and Brie, along with the Irresistible Forces, do a 45-minute classic. Like, that's not going to be good for anybody involved. I think if you do 5 to 8 minutes, that will be plenty on this match. Just if nothing else, to save the wear and tear, especially on Paige and Brie, because you don't want to push the envelope there on either case. I'm sure the irresistible forces will be fine. They can go, and they could go for longer. It could go as much as 10, but I think if you wrap it up in under 10, it'll be okay.
Nia Jax matches are better short rather than long.
Yeah, I'm a suck at that.
So I'm going the champs retain.
Yeah, I'm gonna say the same thing, because the tension's gonna come when Nikki gets better, and Nikki's gonna try to basically force Paige out of the group, because it should be Nikki and her sister that are the champions, not Paige and Brie. And that's where your tension in the group's gonna come. So I'm gonna say Paige and Brie retain the title. Hey, look, I got a cupcake.
How about that? You got a cupcake. Everybody gets a cupcake. We're watching. Ding.
Ding. Alrighty. 8-ball. Irresistible forces? No.
Wheel.
Can I add it? I can't.
Wrestler 2.
Huzzah.
Why the fuck do I have an Elden Ring badge? Where did that come from?
I don't know what you were watching.
I don't know.
Anyway, Wrestler 2 was who?
Wrestler 2 is the Irresistible Forces.
All right, up next is what?
Up next, we have the men's coming onto the scene. The Vision, Logan Paul and Austin Theory, your champions, taking on the Street Profits for the World Tag Team Championships. Selfishly, I want it to be the Profits.
It'd be cool if it was the Profits.
They haven't had the titles in a hot minute.
They haven't had the titles. They haven't. I think they're teasing more of the tension between the Profits themselves that's going to probably lead somewhere other than them holding the gold. Even though I don't want that. I don't think they want that. But I can see them, something happening where one hits the other and the Vision kind of steal the win. So I'm going with the Vision.
I'm going my heart on this one. I'm going the Street Profits.
8-ball?
8-ball. The Vision? Yes, definitely.
Wrestler 1.
The Vision.
The Vision. Okay. And last, but certainly not least, your potential main event for this show, unless another match gets added.
We missed one somewhere. There's still 2 matches left.
The recap I pulled only had 4.
Okay. There's a 5th. We'll talk about it. Keep going.
Is it perchance the Women's Intercontinental Championship match?
That's one of the 2 matches left.
Okay, I will add that. So your possible main event, Penta. No, I can't find it on Wiki. I can never find Saturday Night's main event, the card on Wiki. So I always have to go with another article. And so I pulled the Forbes article, and it calls the Becky Soul Ruka match a potential match.
It is a non-title match, by the way, for the Becky Soul match.
Okay. So Penta is being challenged by Ethan Page for the Intercontinental Championship. There is no stipulation. This is a straight-up match. I don't know how to feel about this.
This could be really good.
This could be fun.
This could be a really good... This should either open or close the show. Honestly, I think Ethan needs the belt.
Hmm. Why, pray tell, do you think he needs the belt?
He's all ego Ethan Page. It fits his character to hold a championship. It also would also establish him on Raw as a major player, winning the title. He doesn't have to have it long term, but a nice couple month run with the belt would be good for him. And then I would have him drop it to Javon by SummerSlam. That's how I would book it.
Solid. Logical. I mean, Penta's had the belt for a while. I think he's probably taken it as far for right now as he can go with it. It's sort of waning a little bit. I agree that putting it on Ethan Page would be a logical choice. Freshen it back up, freshen the competition back up, give Penta something to chase, give everybody else something, a new champion to chase, because it resets from a face to a heel. So that kind of helps the situation a little bit. So yeah, I can get on board with Ethan Page winning the Intercontinental Championship. And then you can move Penta on to other things.
All right, you're going all ego. I'm going all ego. Does the 8-ball go all ego?
8-ball. All ego? You may rely on it.
And the wheel says...
Wrestler 1.
Which would be the champion.
Okay, all right. And your other potential main event for a non-title. Becky Lynch taking on Sol Ruka in a grudge match.
I mean, this is an obvious one. Sol Ruka. So she can get the title shot against Becky. Because the whole angle on Raw was Sol hasn't beaten anyone. She's 0-2 since coming up to the main roster. Well, best way to do it is have her upset Becky Lynch. Becky will say she cheated, even though Sol didn't want to have cheated. Some would call this a proving ground match for her. I forget what they call it in AEW, but they like taped like 1,700 proving ground matches on ROH, so that's all I know by. Brent can tell me if that's the same thing in AEW. Eliminator match. That's what they call it. Yes, an eliminator match. But yeah, this is easy. Silverbrook needs to win it. Give her, let her pull the upset. You set up the title match for June, the June PLE Night of Champion. That's how I would book it. Or you do it on Raw or you do it on Raw on one of the international Raws. Either way, I think maybe you do it on that one. That way.
Yeah, I think you give Sol the easy win here. She beats Becky, which, you know, obviously shuts Becky up temporarily. That allows Sol to get the title shot, like you said. So yeah, it's all very logical. All makes sense. So I'll go Solberg as well.
Eight ball,
Solberga, all signs point to yes.
And the wheel says...
Wrestler 2.
Congrats, Becky. The wheel went Solberga. So congrats, Yay. Becky, on that one.
Go, Becky.
But I believe that's our show.
That is our show, so you've got stuff to plug, so plug away.
You, Chad, can get the 5230 badge by watching an hour of content on our Twitch channel from now till Sunday night. So if you haven't got the badge yet, your next chance is Saturday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern for 5230 day, I guess, on CB Radio. We're playing ChatGPT Says.
Oh boy.
The Rock movie.
Oh, Brent's 15 minutes away. Oh.
That's a shame, just, Brent. It means you have to watch and be a part of CB Radio Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday night. It's another edition of WTR Sunday Night as they preview Clash in Italy, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show. When Raw ends, we're live to talk about it. And we'll be back next Thursday night to preview Clash in Italy. Right here. On the Rack. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms, wherever you get podcasts. It's Rack Radio Show. WildTalkRadio. Facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network. Chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gamer. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. Support the channel for free, like Sarah did for 26 months. Or just hit it in general. Or you can use credit card RockinSock. Or...
Lynn's Let the good
times roll.
Kane Kittens just subscribed for 39 months.
Thanks, Brent, for 39 months. I think you got your patch now.
Okay.
And no, it does.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, you subscribe. You can subscribe to get the cupcake or watch for an hour. I did say hit the button.
He wanted that damn cupcake.
Yeah, so you can get you should have the cupcake now since you subscribed. So enjoy. Anyway, you can use credit card Rock Tech or
Nin's M word
in the Fortnite app shop or Epic Game Store. Oh, it's a new sub. Interesting, isn't it? Not a renewal. Good to know. That's why the Prime didn't work. It has to be a new sub.
Oh.
See, they don't say that in their FAQ. Good to know
Amazon?
For next
Why? Time. It never happened.
13 minutes. It can't stretch us for another 13 minutes. But buy your Overwatch app because we're hashtag Epic Partner.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Linsward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimpleLinsward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Linsward0. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and do all the things, because I can't talk anymore, head over to my channel, MBGFilms, youtube.com/MBG1211. Go like, subscribe, and tell him we said hi. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will see you next week. Till then, bye. Feet of God, no rhythm. Though it's easy to pretend.
rockradio.com.